I would like to start actually from your, I mean, it's logical, from your theater work, which is very interesting. And I noticed when I was trying to find out a little bit more, except that I know personally about you, that it has some texts that you use as an inspiration: human, space, architectures, but also a symbol of power and everything. Can you tell me a little bit more about what is the most inspirational for you when we talk about theater?
Yeah, what a great question. I mean, when I think about theater, I actually, there's two places for me that are often either starting points or places I come back to, whether I realize it or not. Like, I don't know if you have other artists say this, but one of my favorite like inspirations as a playwright is a guy named Richard Foreman, he's now in his 80s. He doesn't write anymore. But he said he realized in his 50s, which I am, that he was always writing the same play over and over again, trying to get it right. And I feel like that's very true for me. And so the things that I come back to a lot are cities. Like, just like as we talked about, I feel like the borders between countries or states in the US are causing a lot of pain for people. And I think cities are something else. Like, a city is a place you can love, and it almost feels like it's, you know, Novi Sad has its personality, Belgrade has its personality, New York has a personality. So cities and towns for me are very much like, how are we in community in cities is always a conversation. And then maps are another big part of it. Like, I'm working on a new piece about insomnia. This is what I, when I came back from working on Trouble Hunters, I just started leaping into this project, and we asked the audience to draw maps of the earliest thing they can remember, the earliest place they can remember. And so maps are a big part of it. And then the last thing is, like, I'm very interested in characters who are not just good or bad. So people who've maybe made mistakes, who then you want to try to forgive or not forgive, or characters talking about people in their lives who may have been like traumatic for them, but then who they also love. So, like, the mentor who made you who you are, but also who really was kind of messed up. Like, that's a really interesting figure, whether they're in a play or they're being discussed, you know, as a kind of mystery figure.
And you mentioned that is also connected to your work, the words like forgiveness, like peace, like mistakes and everything. And I know that you also dealt with some topics about the war, about the 19s, also about the connections between political situation in Serbia and in America also. And is it hard actually, or maybe fun, interesting to work, like you said, in different cities that have some similar history? You know, they're different, but some things are the same, you know?
It's a good question. I mean, I feel like one of the most powerful parts of working with you all and working in Serbia is to see the similarities, because I think Americans often really want to believe that we're special, you know? And I think, like, in some ways, like, again, like, New York City is a really special place, or there are places in America and there's American culture, which I'm from and I love, in the same way that if you come from Serbia and you recognize, like, the music or the food or whatever, like, that's your home. But I think that politically, especially, like, literally right now as we're talking, we're unearthing this layer of our politics in the recent past that is very similar to what Serbia has been through. And so I think that's just like a really, it's creatively powerful for me, but it's sometimes very painful. And then the other thing that came up when I was there working with you all was, like, am I, as an American coming in and listening to your stories, some of which are kind of painful, am I, like, exploiting what's happening or what's happened in your history? And then how do we just, like, agree to make work that doesn't feel exploitive, you know? One more thing I'll say is that, like, when I was there 2 months ago working, there were a couple of very big, like, mass shootings, right? And on one hand, I thought, oh, I've never experienced being bombed, right? Like, in America, most of us, except, you know, I live in New York and 9/11 happened, but it was localized. And on one hand, like, I was actually supposed to be working, like, right across the street, but I wasn't. I was moved that day. So I haven't experienced, like, bombs falling around me. and most Americans haven't, but most people in other countries have not experienced the fear of every day your kid goes to school, you wonder if they're going to get shot, you know? Yeah. And so I feel like one thing that's been very powerful about working in Serbia is like seeing that the situation might be different, but we do have these fears and kind of shadow sides to our cultures that we both carry, if that makes sense.
What I also noticed that you have a scenario and everything, but you build a story actually with the actors.
That's right.
Is that on, let's say, is that also some recipe for the success, for friendships, for good plays, good stories, to actually build with people on right on that place?
Yeah. Oh, I like that question a lot. Thank you. I do feel like it's a part of all the, so I do a lot of different kind of work, right? Whether it's teaching or these kind of large scale, like similar to Cultura Nova, some of my work is like urban planning or workshops for people who've escaped domestic violence or, you know, ethnographic reporting. So all of that though, the thing that I try to keep center is like everyone else in the room is the expert, you know? And that I have expertise, like I'm like proud of my work, but I also feel like, oh yeah, right, Yelena and Uroš have experiences that I couldn't understand unless they help me. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think that I'm always looking at collaborative relationships as partnerships. I have a longtime collaborator in New York named Mallory Catlett, who's a director. And one thing we run into sometimes is that I might seem to, it, often people think a project is mine when it's really ours, but that's also the way that we think of, like our work is interdependent. Like I couldn't have made Trouble Hunters in any successful way without Uroš and Yelena committing to telling their stories, to telling me when they thought what I came up with was not good or good. So that trust is very mutual. You know, I think I like working with actors who see themselves as co-authors too.
We have in the past, I don't know, now 3 years, a huge global crisis like pandemic, like wars now, like inflation, economical crisis and everything. And I think that people are mostly, let's say, focused on how to survive in different kinds of aspects of this situation. But I read somewhere that that in every bad situation, if you want to survive, you need to have culture and art. Mm. What do you think? What is the main role of culture and art in these kind of difficult times? Are they here to survive or to give you comfort or something, right? or just to make it better a little bit?
Yeah, this is a great question. So the role of culture for me is complicated. On one hand, I feel like it's really important for there to be a place for art that is not about a goal, right? So there's like, I love making work where I'm like, oh, this helps people. You know that I'm sure Cultura Nova does this too, where you're like, this person now feels less pain or has a job or learned a skill or whatever. Like, that's awesome. But I really want there to be a place where something is just funny or something is just like, what if we tried this? And so I think that there are many roles for culture. And in a funny way, it's almost like, you know, art making in the last 30 or 40 years in a lot of European countries and in the US, I don't know if this is true in Serbia, but it becomes like a separate thing, right? And to me, it's like, well, it's not like we could go through a difficult crisis without food or without just reading or without, you know, singing, like that singing some pop song in the shower or whatever. Like this feels like the act of making culture feels very sustaining in the same way. Like it feels, and that's just, like I've been involved in art making since I was 13 and it's gotten me through personal crises. And then now there are these global crises. So it feels like artists are very well equipped. And maybe the last thing I'll say is like, when the big economic crash happened in 2008, 2009, I had a friend who was like, who would have thought that being an experimental art maker was more stable than being a banker? Because all these bankers were like losing their jobs. And we were like, it's always been this way. You know, we've always lived like crisis to crisis. And so it's not that we want everyone to be in crisis, but we just want there to be a sense that like we have skills, you know, like then some of the skills are just like holding space for being together in difficult times without it being destructive or just kind of reinscribing trauma, if that makes sense.
Oh, I mean, perfectly. So my last question is actually, what is there anything that you're working on right now that will maybe that is something new or something that you will present in the future? And also on that question, can we expect you another time in Serbia? Yeah.
Well, in terms of the first question, yeah, I am working on a new performance called Nightkeeper. And it's about insomnia as a superpower. And so it's about a person who sees themselves as like looking out their window at night when they can't sleep and being responsible for the city, making it safely to the next day. So it's a series of monologues and scenes. And then one of the things I'm really excited about is I have a choreographer I'm working with, and she's making a dance with several people who kind of emerge in this piece, just in this dance, with their phone flashlights on. Because there's references in the, and it's very low light, obviously, and there's references in the text to firefly. Do you know, you have fireflies there?
Yes. Yeah.
So fireflies and phone glows look the same if you're sitting in a park at night. And so it's this like, you know, the theater space is taken over by these phone glows, which are like fireflies. So that's happening in March and April of 2023 at the Chocolate Factory Theater in New York. You can come. And yeah, then we'll make video. and then in terms of coming back to Serbia, yeah, I mean, anytime. Like, I know that we're trying to get Trouble Hunters. Like, the goal is that we have like a design team and a way that we could travel with that show and probably do, you know, there's things that Milan and I have talked about where we could tighten up or fix a little bit. But like, yeah, my hope is always to come back to see you all. And I love working there.
Thank you, Aaron, so much for this lovely conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Take care, Yelena.